Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, podcast friends? You are listening to episode number 62 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. And we have a little catching up to do here. I told you guys I would be kind of in and out in the podcast world over summer break just because there's so much going on. And I want to make sure that I have my downtime, my family time, my vacation time, all of that, which has been really, really fun and exciting. I also just had a birthday on the 4th of July. So I turned 36. And of course, we had, you know, the barbecue, swimming, family, friends, all of that. It was so much fun. And for my birthday this year, of course, I wanted something to do with wellness because it me and that's what I do. I asked for an Oura ring from my husband and I actually got it a month ago. So I got it before my birthday because I was just so excited to get this thing. If you don't know what it is, go ahead and just look it up real quick. You may, if you're into wellness, which I'm assuming that all of you are, you're going to geek out about this ring and all that it can do. And I've been learning and playing with it and learning more about myself. And I feel like it's important to teach you some of the lessons that I am currently going through, some things that I am learning and can share with you in the wellness space. And one of those things, the title of this episode is My Oura Ring Was Yelling at Me. Okay. Here's what I thought, guys. I thought I was going to get this ring and it was going to show you're amazing. You're rocking it. You're eating well. You're sleeping well. You're doing all the things, girl. You just keep doing it. And I did want to see the actual numbers of what was happening with my stress levels and all of that. But what I didn't expect was there to be legit days that it was like in the red, meaning it was telling me to pay attention, pay attention, pay attention to my, first of all, stress levels, and then to restoring and recovery. And I was like, what? Okay, I don't know if this thing is completely correct because I definitely have some downtime. I meditate every day. I ground my feet. I take, you know, my rest days and just go for walks. Here's what I learned, which I'm so glad that I did because how awesome that I can see this and start to make tweaks to optimize my well-being and teach others how to do the same. And what's so awesome is that it's so personal. So yes, my activity was 100%, 98%, 99% every single day because I'm a personal trainer. It's what I do. I'm always active. I'm a coach. I cheerleading coach. So I teach class twice a week for cheer. And then I have events on the weekends sometimes. So I'm always moving. And I thought that I was having enough downtime in the day, but 100% I was not. For the amount of activity that I do, it was telling me, girlfriend, you need to slow down during the day and kind of balance out your activity levels and your rest and restore levels to make them make sense. Because my activity was so high, it was showing more stress on the system. Because, and not all stress is bad because activity is not bad and it shows stress. So that's fine for me to show more stress throughout the day than what I would typically like because it's actual like activity stress. But with that, I wasn't having enough restoration and rest and balancing all of that out. So my problem is actually a little opposite than what a lot of people struggle with is a lot of people are looking to add more activity throughout their day. And I'm actually learning how to balance more rest. Okay, so it was yelling at me to have more rest. And my rest days, now that I think about it, it's kind of funny. I'm like, my rest days are every Sunday, and I kind of considered it an active rest day. So that would mean instead of working out at the gym and doing strength training or cardio, I was going for a walk or a hike or stretching, you know, with steam room or red light therapy bed or sauna, something. But what my ring was communicating with me is that I needed complete non-movement days, as if I were sick, but I wasn't sick. You know, when you're sick, you literally can't do anything and you just lay in bed. I don't have days that I just lay there. I'm always moving, except for my, you know, 15-minute meditations, which I thought made up for it somehow. But what I'm learning is no, girlfriend, it does not. I need actual restoring. So here's what I did. And that was kind of a long way to say we need to restore and not just active rest. So we want to talk about the importance and explore the importance of restoring our energy and well-being rather than just slowing down. That's what I'm personally learning. And if you are resonating with the go, 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 always on the move, but you're still taking these little tiny, you know, meditation prayers, whatever you're doing, just little spurts, which are great, but you're constantly on the move, you may want to keep listening to some of the tips that I give at the end to help you completely restore to keep up with your activity. In our fast-paced world, many of us equate self-care as simply, you know, going for a walk, taking that short break, slowing down your daily activities. However, true restoration, which I'm learning, goes deeper. It involves rejuvenation of your mental, emotional, and physical state. The process allows for genuine recovery from stress and burnout. It's going to help you not hit that wall and get sick and be flat on your ass so much. Restoring your energy and balance often means giving yourself space to pause. Restoration includes practices like mindfulness, adequate quality sleep, engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. And I will say, even though I had great sleep, my sleep scores were still optimal, it still showed that my recovery and restoration was in the red for a few days. It was like, you still don't have enough recovery, even with your good sleep. And so I started to seek out what's going to replenish me and restore me completely. So this shift in perspective can lead to improved productivity. So actually feeling more restored to keep up with all the activity, your creativity, and your overall life satisfaction so you don't completely burn out. Incorporating restoration into your routine can be transformative. And that's what I'm learning over this past, it's only been a month for me and I'm still learning, but I can tell you the tweaks that I'm doing are working. It encourages a healthier work-life balance and fosters stronger resilience. So the Oura Ring shows when you're in stress, engaged, relaxed, and then restored. And I was actually surprised at what it took for my body to get to that restored place instead of just relaxed. And that's what I realized that I needed more of. So moments that I thought that I was relaxed, like I'm like, oh, I feel good. You know, I'm just sitting here right now doing journaling or whatever I was doing. I thought I was in a relaxed state, but I was looking and I was like, huh, I'm actually in an engaged state. So I need to take it one step further to feel relaxed. It's like my heart was still pounding and going and my brain was still in a high activity mode, even though I was in a more calm space. And I'm not saying any of this is bad or terrible or sucks. I'm just saying there's ways to optimize, which is what we're looking for, starting where you're at, and then optimizing your overall health and well-being. So I want to give you a couple of tips to help you if you find yourself in a similar situation, as you feel like you're always on the go and you are doing the things to slow down a little bit, but you want to optimize even more. And I will say, I don't think I would have known this if I didn't get the Oura Ring. And so if that's something that you can look into, I would, because it is, for me anyway, personally, it's been a game changer, and it's only been a month. It's just been eye-opening, I guess you can say, and helps me figure out ways how to optimize my health and well-being. Okay, so here's a couple of tips if you find yourself in a similar situation, as you're always on the go and you want to optimize your health and well-being and restore. Here we go. Tip number one is short, restful breaks throughout the day. What I found is that I was going from one activity to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. It was like a ping pong match. And there's a few times where I took like a walk in between, or I would ground my feet, and that's great. But we want to go a step further. So restful breaks, like breathing techniques, like inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. And repeat that 4 times. Okay, let's try it right now. Stop what you're doing. And if you're driving, you can pull over if you are able to. And I want you to try this. Inhale for 4 seconds. Pause for a sec here. Ready? Go. Hold and exhale. We're going to repeat that again. Inhale. Hold and exhale. And you would repeat that for 4 times. And even more if needed. And just see where that puts you. Where you feel that in your body, if that makes you in a more relaxed state, which just doing that 2 times, you can hear in my voice that I was in a more relaxed state just after those 2 times. This method helps to calm your nervous system, and it's going to support restoration. Tip number 2, take a short nap. This was so difficult for me. I don't know why I thought of naps not just as lazy, but just more of like not productive. Like I can do more things with my time. Why would I take a nap? But what I really found is that was a really fast way to get my body to be in a restored state. And I can't take too long of a nap because it makes me more tired. You're probably the same, or have found yourself kind of found those sweet spots with your naps. Me, it's about 15-minute nap is like a sweet spot. More than that, even 20 minutes is like, ugh, I'm waking up like, okay, I want more nap. So taking a short nap, especially when you have a crazy to-do list, is not the easiest thing. But if you're able to, 15 minutes, get into a nap without, I'm not saying binging or anything, no TV, no phone, no nothing. You can find yourself in a restored place quicker. It may take you a second to actually like stop your brain and take a nap, but try it. See what happens. The other biggest thing, and this was one of the things that shot my numbers up back to like a better space than the red, is I took a no caffeine, non-movement day. So I don't drink coffee, because I take a vitamin that has caffeine in it, and I count it as like my pre-workout, I guess you can say. So that's why I don't drink coffee, because I don't need all that caffeine. But what I found is the day that I took a Sunday, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to have any movement. I'm not going to go for a walk. I'm not going to have an active rest day. I'm going to have a non-movement rest day. And that's what I did. I didn't even do housework. Normally, I'm like cleaning or something on a rest day. I was like, no, I'm literally not going to move unless I have to. And luckily, my kids are a little older, so I was able to do that. They can pretty much fend for themselves as far as making them a sandwich or something. I tried to stay in bed as much as possible, and I did not have caffeine. That boosted my numbers like crazy, to be honest, because my body was already yelling. My Aura ring was yelling at me to restore, so I gave it what it needed, and it was like, huh, thank you. Here we go. We're ready now. So just trying to take those days where you don't have caffeine. Some of us are, I know a lot of you out there, maybe having multiple cups of coffee a day or whatever. So if you're not able to, like if it's going to give you a crazy migraine to have no caffeine, maybe just tapering back on that. If you can do one glass instead of three or whatever it is for you, just the goal would be to have no caffeine, but do what you can. Okay, remember, it's not just about slowing down and having these active rest days. It's about rejuvenation and restoring. Take the time you need to recharge and watch how it positively impacts your life. You get to reinvent yourself every single day. And if you're able to see that putting yourself in a stressful state, even if you don't feel the stress. Like I was like, why is it saying I'm stressed when I'm not stressed? It's because I was actively, constantly moving, going. And it's not a bad thing. I'm just looking for ways to optimize. And this is one way to do that. To balance out the activity and your restoration. So the tips again were breathing techniques throughout the day, taking that time to pause, taking a short nap if you can, and then no caffeine, non-movement days. Add your rest days. As much as we want people to start working out and exercising, go, we also want to incorporate these restful, restorative days. And if you're like me, you probably thought of those as like, I'm just going to clean today. I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to hike. I'm just going to, you know, stretch, whatever it is. I'm talking non-movement. And that's if you find yourself in a similar situation as mine. Anyway, I just wanted to give you that lesson because it was so eye-opening to me that there's always going to be a way to optimize your well-being. And I was just, I guess, blown away that it was telling me that I needed to literally like not move to balance out my activity and my restoration because I thought I was doing enough. I thought my 15-minute meditation was enough. I thought taking a walk for my rest days was enough. And it's fine, but it's, I could optimize. So think about it for yourself in a way that you can optimize and balance out your activity, your stress, and your rest and restoration. All right, I hope my voice wasn't too early morning-ish because I woke up like ready to record today. So that's what I did. And I hope that you got something out of this. And again, if you're able to look into the Aura Ring or something similar, I would do it because it is insightful. And even if you're not, just thinking about what you can do to optimize your well-being in a non-stressful way, just like more curious, is going to help. All right, guys, have an amazing, wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.